All right, so Luke just said, it's crazy that there's not a mattress already in the storage unit.
True point. Maybe we should catch all the listeners up, Arlen. You just arrived in Cape Town and you're with a friend, Luke, and with the assistant to the manager of the community manager, Flo. Is that correct?
Yep. Third in command on our social hierarchy.
Third in command. And the third in command does not have a mattress. Is that correct?
He showed up. He doesn't get a bed at this rental, but we are trying to source him a mattress off of Facebook Marketplace Cape Town right now.
Oh, wow. I'd be careful with that. I remember last year that there was a time when I left Cape Town that I had to bring a few things into storage. How's that going?
Yeah. So when I was here last year, I was getting ready to wrap up. You know, I live back in the United States. You know, there's a few things you kind of accumulate as you live somewhere for a few months. I purchased a monitor to do some work on. I purchased a blender. I actually bought a surfboard. So there's a number of things that I just wasn't going to fly home with. It kind of dawned on me that like it might be time to get a storage unit in Cape Town. I went nearby to, you know, the cheapest one basically I could find, put my extra stuff in it. And right as I was leaving, I kind of like tipped off a few people that I had this storage unit just in case they might be in need of some extra space. Sure enough, like five people came out of the woodwork and were like, okay, I need to store a surfboard, or I need to store an office chair. Or in Leo's case, I think you stored like, what was it? Like a pressure tank or something?
Oh, yes. The pressure tester. Yeah. Some of the equipment we used for the development of 4.0.
Right. Plus a twin tip, a Van Hunks twin tip that has no less than 12 woo mounts on it.
Ooh.
So it turns out, yeah, after 12 months had passed and I came back last week with Luke and we went and broke open the storage unit, and about half the things in there I did not recognize. there were now four surfboards. The woman at the front desk like knew me by face. Like she like recognized me as I walked into the facility as the guy that has all the random stuff in his storage unit, had a list of names attached to my key that was like eight people long. So I guess this is just, you know, if you're thinking about finding a new home for some winter kiteboarding, you know, maybe mentally prepare for this reality of having a joint storage unit with your company and your friends.
I was thinking for a second that you'd be offering up your services here and say, hey, I got some more room, right?
That's what Luke said. Luke said I should be building a business out of this.
Anyways, Arlen, enough banter. What do we got on tap for this week? I have some 4.0 stuff. Few things to chat about. In general, Arlen, I don't know if you share that sentiment, but to me, it feels like a bomb just exploded over. You know, this is about the time of the year where you start looking back at the past year. Yeah, I mean, it was a whirlwind of 4.0, of course, all the development, then the launch, then, you know, we shipped the product, we got into Worlds. Now there was Black Friday, and, you know, it's like it's been a frenzy, but you look back and you're like, wow. Everything went really well, and I'm very happy with everything. But boy, does it feel like it was a very busy year.
The Black Friday sale was right after the end of WooWorlds, and WooWorlds was right after the end of the 4.0 launch. And so it's kind of nice that we don't have something to kick off. I'm sure we'll do some holiday stuff, but like it's nice that we have a minute to kind of slow down and, yeah, just kind of take in all these kite sessions that are getting posted in Cape Town. I mean, it seems like right now it's windier in Europe than Cape Town. Seems like Europe is currently beating Cape Town, which is always a fun storyline for me, watching the people that go out with like the super thick wetsuits in Europe this time of year versus the softies that fly down to summer down here. So it's definitely a kind of a reflection of all the stuff that we've worked on this year. It's cool.
And I mean, in the US, where you're from, Ireland, where I lived for a long time, it was Thanksgiving, right? So I think this is a wonderful time to God, this sounds so scripted, but Arlen, we didn't script this, right? Like there was not, but it's a wonderful time to reflect on, you know, the awesome community, all the people on Woo, with Woo, around Woo that give us a lot of work, of course, but we're grateful for that. I'm happy to be busy. Really, really a lot of like fun moments and joyful moments and heartwarming moments and cool stories and all the sessions coming in. So we ought to be very grateful for the amazing community that we have at Woo, that is made up by every single customer and cutter that is on Woo and is contributing. So that's my Thanksgiving speech. How's that?
Very nice. Yeah, I was talking to Colin yesterday, and And we were like, you know what? Like 4.0 only really started shipping like, I don't know, 3 months ago. It feels like forever, but it really has not been that long. A lot of people still haven't even seen one yet, much less used one. So still getting them out there, but it's good to hear that the feedback's been really good so far. Woo Worlds went smooth. Lots of people ordered one for Black Friday, and a lot of shops now are getting stocked. You know, if you're a shop owner out there that sells big air kites, you should be stocking Woos. You should be getting people playing the game with your kites.
That, and then your point of good feedback, I will do the Ultra Jinx again and call out again on this podcast that we have not had a warranty yet, as in a device that broke on the field. So that trend continues, and as long as it comes, I'll take it. I guess in other news for 4.0, there will be a new firmware release, firmware update fairly soon, and that will have a new set of blinking patterns. We'll be alongside of that. You'll get an email and you'll get an in-app message with a link of explanations of what's changing in the LED behavior and some illustrations so you can quickly understand what's happening. Basically, it's two major things. One of them was your idea, Arlen. It came out of nowhere when we were in Holland. Mm-hmm. And you were like, why do we not have a different light signal when the Woo is connected? And so that is implemented in this new firmware. And we have a little indicator that shows the user and alerts it when the Woo does not have a good sense of time and thinks it is 1970 or 1980 or 1990 or something like that. So that you know that this is there, this is a problem, you can quickly connect your Woo to the phone and it will update the clock. So that firmware, I would think, is coming maybe a week or two from now.
Yeah, I've been testing it the last couple of days. And the first thing you'll notice, you know, when you update that firmware, you're basically also setting the clock. So you're basically going to see a little bit faster blinking pattern when the Woo is connected to either your watch or to the phone. So normally the green pulse of standby has kind of a tempo to it, and it's slightly faster when the watch or the phone is connected. Is that still the case, Leo? Is that what we're shipping?
Yes, that's what we're going with.
Yep. And then you go into record, you're going to see that same tempo with the watch attached. You know, not a huge difference. The one blinking pattern that is really noteworthy that everyone should be aware of is that if they see their Woo blinking green and then red, so kind of alternating green and then red, they're going to think, okay, what's going on? Is it broken? Is it in, you know, is it recording but in some weird mode? What it's actually trying to tell you is that it's in standby and that it needs to be connected to a device to set the clock. So when you come out of shelf mode after a long hiatus with your Woo, it may need to be reconnected to set the clock. And that is our new way of indicating that. Leo, remind me, does the watch set the clock or is it just the phone?
Yes. Yes. Any Woo app, any device with a Woo app will set the clock.
So that correct. Happened to me when I arrived in Cape Town. I turned on my 4.0 and I got the red and green. And then I attached the watch and then it went straight to the fast blinking green and then eventually fast blinking red when I was kiting. So as firmware updates go, this is actually one of the few that you'll actually see a like visible difference.
true that.
A nice little extra touch without adding any new complexity to the device, just as a little bit more information from the LED while you're writing.
Yeah, no, very much looking forward to this. We've kind of ironed out all the little kinks and now we're adding red and golden liner here and there, kind of polishing it up.
Rapid fire, end of episode. We are finally seeing the Flysurfer Era kite. This is a kite that we heard about when we were actually starting to kind of get ready for Woo Worlds. We were talking to the Flysurfer team and, you know, Luke McGillowey, Cape Town rider, previous King of the Air participant, had basically designed this new big air kite that he was really proud of. And they've now released that kite. We've given away a few as prizes for Woo Worlds. Yeah, it's just cool to see a new kite, a new model of big air kite specifically designed for jumping high and for competition freestyle. And it's certainly been on the Woo app, you know, guys like Hugo Wigglesworth and Luke and, you know, basically anyone fly surfer, anyone like international or team rider on fly surfer is going to be riding that kite. I feel like we haven't had a brand new model in a bit. So cool to see that.
Fly surfer has the Sonic on one end as a kite that performs very well for some of the big air riders in a complete different technique and setting, I guess. But now they've got the Era. So really cool to see.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of new kites for King of the Air time. This is kind of like the deadline. If you're, you know, if you're a kite designer for these competitions, this is like your Super Bowl to try to get it in front of the global audience. And I know North has put a ton of effort into their Orbit Pro. I know Core is really excited about their XR Pro. Slingshot has a new kite for Jeremy Berlando that he'll be riding. You know, Duotone's always up to stuff. So yeah, it's kind of a fun part of this sport is that you get to watch the best athletes in the world ride, and then you get to potentially use the same gear that they're on. We're not going to have any like Woos on boards for King of the Air, but you're going to see people in King of the Air riding on Woo all the time in the lead up and kind of after the event. And honestly, that's kind of when they really show the capability of these kites, is when they're just, you know, out for some big jumps. Mark Jacobs, Jamie Overbeek, like those guys will be gotten for it once the event is wrapped up.
Speaking of, I mean, one of the legends, Kevin Langery, recently posted 28.2 on a day where I felt, I don't know, there was not a lot of wind. It was misty cliffs, you know, but there wasn't a lot. So
yeah,
that's one thing to keep an eye out. I know, you know, he's not going to participate in King of the Air, but I think if I had to put money on a rider this year for Cape Town to really surprise us all and come out of the woodwork, it'd be him. I cannot wait for a really good and really strong day and Kevin Langeray with a 4.0 on his board. I don't know.
That's right.
I have a feeling there's something coming.
Yeah, no, it's kind of this new chapter for him where he's not competing at the event, but he's certainly hustling as a CEO of this company. And I think there's no secret that like if you post some big scores with a new model kite, like that word gets out very quickly in the kite community.
And he has the Alula Hyper model, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We saw them out in Langebaan the other day. And that kite is like, you notice it immediately on the water. It's got a really unique design, unique kind of canopy artwork. Yeah. If Kevin's riding it, I'm sure he's going to fly. So exciting. You're going to be skiing this week?
Likely no. No. I've been embarking down some home improvement projects like a crazy maniac over the past weeks. I mean, there's snow out there. There's people skiing already. Truth be told, I will be on skis at one point, yes.
The winter time in Europe and looking out over Cape Town. I think it's windy. I think we're going to head to the beach. So I will talk to you later, Leo.
Talk later, Alan. Enjoy. Thanks, everyone, and have a wonderful week.